Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks.
When it rains, it pours. Just ask Las Vegas filmmaker Hussani Mustafa. When we last spoke to Mustafa in 2021, he had just released his full-length feature, Takeout Girl. Since then, he's attended both the College of Southern Nevada and UNLV, grinding away at several short documentary films and PSAs. And over the last 9 months, those works have racked up several awards, including 4 student Emmys. Mustafa just got back from Atlanta, where his latest short film, Gospel for Ghosts, premiered. That short was the result of his work with the Tyler Perry Studios Dream Collective Incubator. He took a break from all of that for a conversation with KNPR's Mike Rivette. Here's that chat.
Hussani, thank you for making time to speak with me today.
I am glad to. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So how did you get involved with a program from such a well-known filmmaker like Tyler Perry?
I actually applied online. It's something called the Tyler Perry Dream Collective, and I just took a big swing and kind of made my way through several rounds of vetting to make a film with them.
And what is that film about?
Gospel for Ghosts. It is a film about a homeless man who's struggling with alcoholism, who breaks into a house thinking he can find something to steal to buy his next drink. But once he's inside, he finds someone that needs him more than he needs that next drink.
Now, besides being accepted into that highly competitive program, you have been winning a lot of awards lately. In the last 9 months, I don't even know if I could count all of them. We mentioned the 4 student Emmys that you've won. You have been in this business for a little more than 2 decades now. You also act, I should add. How does all this recognition feel?
I've been making films since I was 12 years old, so it's even longer than that. The awards feel good. I feel like they're like mile markers toward a destination more so than anything else. I think they'll be really cool for my kid to look at one day when he's on his journey toward whatever he wants to do, and he can, you know, draw whatever motivation and whatever sense of confirmation he needs along the way. And also, it's just cool to represent Las Vegas and CSN and UNLV as best I can.
Now, these awards, they include about 4 films per my count. How have you had the time to work on so many projects, or have these projects gone over a long period of time?
They haven't gone over a long period of time. I think I'm a nonstop sort of guy when it comes to that. I really want to succeed as a filmmaker, and there's a piece of me that has always believed that that comes from constant output. I think if I get to a point where I have proper financing and proper resources to make a film, I'll slow down and put more energy into those projects. But until then, I'm going at 100 miles an hour.
One of these short films is a PSA on school and gun violence. It's called Bang Bang. What compels you to make a film on that topic?
Discovering my voice. I think my voice is grounded in a little bit of social commentary and activism. And it just felt really true to who I am to use an opportunity. I actually got this opportunity through the Commercial Directors Diversity Program. They gave me a little bit of money, they gave me a crew, and they gave me the opportunity to make whatever I wanted. And what popped out to me was this. And it turned out pretty well.
One of the 3 award-winning documentary shorts, it's called Legend Has It, The Remarkable Rise of Stephen McCain. This was made while you were a student at the College of Southern Nevada. How instrumental was CSN's film program in making that project?
Incredibly. CSN is kind of magical in the combination that they have there. We have Keith Strasbaugh, who is the story guy. He makes sure that you have your story tight. You have Aliano, who pushes you to be technically sound and to have a solid work ethic. And Sean Collette as well, who pushes you to be practical about your approach, pushes you to take good care of yourself along the process. And that combination just, man, it brings out the best in you.
You have since transferred to UNLV to study film. How has that film program helped you to level up as a filmmaker?
UNLV, if I had to sum it up in one word, I would say supportive. Mm-hmm. The professors have given me the motivation and the support I needed to feel confident in my choices. I work very closely with Dr. Heather Addison, the program chair, and Professor Brett Levner. She puts her fingerprint on most of the choices I make, and because of that, I feel even more confident when I put my camera on set, you know?
You recently traveled to film festivals like Sundance and Tribeca. Is it hard for an up-and-coming filmmaker to travel to all these festivals and award show while you're also cranking out films at a high clip and you're attending school?
It is. I've made a decision in my life that has paid off in ways I really didn't predict. I got scared as a teenager and joined the military. I was a Marine, and my earnings as a Marine are what they're really paying for my travel. I wouldn't be able to do it any other way. I got to go to Sundance to represent UNLV. Heck of an experience. And I got to go to Tribeca to represent Bang Bang. And I was amongst five or six PSAs, commercials. Coca-Cola was in my category, Instacart, Google. I got to share a nomination with Spike Jonze, the legendary Spike Jonze.
When you were courting votes for the Webby Awards, this is for Bang Bang also, and spoiler alert, you won it, although you won for the jury's award, not the online voting award. Still, you said that winning such an award would be life-changing. Has that bore out yet?
I think it has. I think all of these opportunities, they snowball. And I think the Webbies are a very prestigious thing. And I also, I'm of the mind that the check is in the mail. I'm probably going to get the check for the Webbies 5 or 6 years from now, but I'll still take it when it comes.
What are you working on now?
Right now, I am working on a short film through the Ryback Rise Fellowship. The Ryback Rise Fellowship is a writing program at Ryback Studios, which is Dan Lin's studio. He owns a good portion of Netflix, and he uses his resources to foster, and nurture the talent of people of color. And this film I'm making is a kind of coming of age, a story about seeing your parents as people, not just parents. Going to shoot it here in Las Vegas. My first big project to shoot here in Las Vegas. That'll be shooting in July.
And as far as the works that we've been talking about that are winning these awards, is there a place where people can see any of them?
You can see the PSA, Bang Bang, if you go onto Tribeca X's website. You can also see it through the Webbies, where the winner's page is. And those two are good enough. You can see them there.
Hassani Mustafa is an award-winning filmmaker and a current UNLV film student. Hassani, thanks again.
I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome.